it's coming. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
This is the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz.
Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
That's the first time this year that we've gotten to start a little bit early, which unfortunately is not a good thing, as the Bears are now 5-9 as they lose to the Minnesota Vikings 38-17. This is Hamp OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. My name is Mark Carman.
It's coming right for us,
That is welcome in to what should be an interesting 2.5 hours. Blackhawks are coming up at 5:30, so we are truncated today. Start of the show sponsored by GenosEast.com, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. OB, I'll start with you. Did they lay down today?
I'm not so sure that they laid down, but the people that have been playing bad all year continue to play bad. They just really do. And again, I don't understand Fox's theory of not attacking going downfield, folks. All you have to do is look at the highlights at the end of the week on Sunday night or Monday night and just look. All you see are bombs being thrown, offenses that are winning teams attacking down the field. We had three games to go here, obviously two now. And again, we just don't do it. I don't understand it. And I don't want to hear that we don't have enough speed, we don't have enough this, we don't have enough that. My God, it's the United States of America. You mean to tell me we can't find 5-6 wideouts to play football in the National Football League? It's a joke. There's something wrong here, guys.
Teddy Bridgewater for the Minnesota Vikings, OB, he had three incompletions all day.
Oh, they're taking down the Fran Tarkington plaques and right now and getting the Bridgewater plaques to go up. He was hey, you talk about going out and executing. That's what this kid did. At the start of the fourth quarter, he had a quarterback rating of 157.7. That's not bad. And he winds up with four touchdown passes, one touchdown run, where the once again malaprop on cleats, Shea McClellan, who had what we call a field blitz. You decide how you're going to pressure the passer but keep him in the pocket. Of course, Moron goes way around the left side, opening up the middle like the Red Sea, and Teddy Bridgewater runs for a touchdown. I got to tell you, OB, I am exactly with you. At least the defense, meaning Vic Fangio, was trying to do something, be proactive on third down. He blitzed today probably 60% of the time on third down, trying to make something happen. But I got to tell you, this offense, it's a bucket of crap. And at some point, we've got to call it what it is. Now, I know that once again, Knowshon goes down with the hamstring injury, you know, the mysterious hamstring injury. But most of the second half, this is what Jay Cutler had to throw to. He had Josh Bellamy, Eddie Royal, who can't run anymore. We saw that when they threw the streak, and he couldn't separate. The kid came with the moniker of being, you know, kind of scary fast. The guy can't run anymore.
You know what, Dan?
And the other one was Mariani. Mariani is Kaz with the better leg. And I'm just saying, yeah, we're limited, but you know what? I hate the fact that we don't even try.
I think
we don't even try
insulted
to get something big down the field.
I think I just got insulted, Ed.
You know, let me tell you something. This goes back, and there's been some horrible Bear teams, and there's been a few great ones. I played with Dick Butkus, and this is back in the day when the Bears' defense, I mean, our offense, they try to get a first down, let alone score a point, and we would go at it tooth and nail. Now, there's a thing called special teams, okay? Dick Butkus, Doug Buffone, Ed Obradovich, I can't tell you, there's a couple other guys, Richie Pettibone. We're on the special teams. I was number two on a kickoff, punt return, kickoff return, number one, in the wedge or out in the flank. And we're out there playing football, fighting for our lives on defense. And we about had it. So Butkus, after one game, went up, and coach will still remain nameless, who was ahead of special teams, and walked up to him, gentlemen, and to our listeners, and Dick says, "What are we doing on the special teams?" He said, "You got all these people that sit on the bench. They don't even put their toe on the football field. Why aren't they out there on special teams?" You know what his answer was, folks? "We can't trust them." You hear what I said? We can't trust them. If you can't trust them, Dick said, "What the hell are they doing on this team?" Which brings me to this point, Dan. We have receivers. Guys get hurt and go down. So do a lot of other people. You mean to tell me somewhere in the United States of America we can't find receivers that can get, that has some speed, get separation? We can't find in the United States of America an offensive tackle who can play half bad and help get a back, help them chip block, or the tight end chip block? Long should be back at right guard.
Yeah.
Okay?
The experiment's
put
over.
Lino over at right tackle. Bring Bushrod back, who was a free agent, and we paid millions to get him here. Stick him. He's healthy. Put him back at left tackle. Move Leno over the right tackle. Move Kyle Long back at right guard where you got him and Slauson, where you can make something happen on offense. It's enough already. My God, Kyle Long is struggling out there. He's not a tackle. I don't care if it's this year, next year, or the year after that. It's not going to happen. He's a great tackle. And with him and Slauson, they'd be the best guards in the National Football League, and we would be a better offensive line if they'd move Leno over and bring Bushrod in and see what the hell we can do instead of having a jailbreak come at us every week.
Listen, though, when you cut through everything, here's what it always comes down to. And, you know, look, it's everybody's frustrated watching this mess. How can it be that every week the Bears come out flat and are always 14, 10 points behind and look like they've never played football before?
The last 3 weeks they've come out flat.
Who's responsible for that, though, Ed?
Fox.
I mean, Dan, you know what I'm saying? It starts right there.